Welcome to this guided meditation through the major arcana cards of the mental realm. Please do not listen to this audio while driving. When you're ready, find a comfortable place to sit with your feet on the floor and your back straight. This meditation guides you safely through some of the most challenging cards of the major arcana. They are your friends, and they all have messages for you. So when you're ready, just close your eyes. Feel the air around your body and begin to relax. Just allowing your breathing to be natural. No need to change anything. Shoulders dropping, hands relaxed, just allowing the weight of your body to sink into the seat, fully supported, completely safe. Nothing of importance for you to do right now, except relax, enjoy this meditation, and follow the sound of my voice as I guide you on the journey. Relaxing more and more. Just allowing that relaxation to grow deeper and deeper. Every in-breath becoming stronger. Every out-breath more relaxed, more and more relaxed. Now I'd like you to imagine in front of you is a door. The door is a passageway into a tunnel carved out of rock. Maybe this tunnel is traveling through the root of a mountain. This mountain represents what is in your way, your fear, your blockages, your objections to life. It has taken many years for this mountain to grow, but now we're going to explore inside. On the wall is a torch. You take this torch to light your way through the dark. And as you start making your way into the tunnel, you can hear water running in the distance and dripping into the tunnel around you. It's dark, but keep walking. The torch will light your way. It's time to explore. As you continue deeper into the tunnel, up ahead, you come across a large cave. In the middle of the cave is an enormous tree, and the roots of this tree burrow deep into the earth floor, and the branches are huge and thick and reach up towards an opening in the cave far above. There is a shaft of golden sunlight that illuminates a man hanging upside down. He is hanging by a rope tied to one of his feet. His eyes are open, and his face is radiant within the shaft of sunlight. He speaks in a whisper. And you hear him ask you to move closer to him in a voice soft as a breeze. He says he has a message for you. Stop thinking. Give up your thoughts. You are so attached to your thoughts. Give up your opinions and your objections to life's events. Just let go. Stop trying to solve your problems with your mind. Just be. No thought. No struggle. When you stop resisting, you begin to see clearly. Accept what is and move through it and allow it to move through you. Just allow it. He closes his eyes and you know it's time to move on. As you continue down the tunnel, you can hear drumming. An enormous fire burns in the center of the second cave. Shadows dance on the walls and a fire crackles and burns. There is no way past this fire. It blocks your way. You cannot escape it. The only way to move forward is to go through it. The fire burns with red and gold flames, and black billowing smoke reaches high into the roof of the cave. You can feel the heat as you move towards the fire. This is a magical fire. This is a purifying fire. This is death. Death is the most feared of all the challenges. Through death we are transformed, but we are afraid. We don't want to let go of our physical world or anything in it. We try and avoid it, but we cannot. The drums continue to beat their rhythm as you approach the fire. You cannot go back. You can only go forward. You remember the whispery voice of the hanged man. Accept what is and move through it. When we are confronted with death in any of its forms, our minds protest. You hear the hanged man's voice whispering his lesson, and you just let go and walk into the fire. As you journey through the fire, you become changed. Your clothes, your skin, your mind, and the mask you wear to make yourself acceptable to the world all just dissolve. Any parts of life that you were holding on to that simply do not serve you just fall away. The fire takes away all that is not you, all that you do not need. When we allow ourselves to accept the endings that death offers and allow the fire to cleanse our lives, we can step out the other side transformed. On the other side of the fire, things look different. The world has changed. What was a rock-hewn tunnel is now a path into a temple. The walls are golden sandstone, and there is sounds of water up ahead. As you explore further, you find yourself in a beautiful courtyard. The floor is paved with large black and white tiles, and the walls are covered in complex geometric patterns in beautiful colors. In the middle of the room is a large fountain with flowering plants and vegetation growing all around the outside, Water cascades down from a large vessel at the top into a beautiful, clear pool. We are in the center of the mountain. This is the temple of the middle ground. Here, everything is in perfect balance. There is enough of everything, an excess of nothing. Sit for a while. Close your eyes. Enjoy the peace of the Temple of Temperance and all that she offers. Passes, and gradually you become aware of the sound of voices. You are refreshed now, confident. It's time to move on. Death has cleansed you and set you free. You are safe and there is nothing to fear. Walking forward, the tunnel starts to lead upwards. It's quite steep and is lit with torches that burn with a red light. There is more red light flickering ahead. And now there is the clanging sound like hammers on metal. A huge third cavern appears in front of you, and as you enter, you're met with a bizarre sight. Chains are being forged in a huge fire in the center of this enormous cavern. Around the cavern, people stand wearing masks of every type. They are chained to the wall by the chain being constantly forged in the fire. The devil stands by the fire, smiling. He seems quite friendly and not at all threatening. As you look closer, you see the chains are loose and the people could easily escape, but they do not. The devil waves you over. He whispers in your ear. He has something you want. He has something you think you need. It's yours. You can have it. No one will ever know. It's safe. It's just for you. What do you want? What secrets can you never tell? It's all here. All waiting, just for you. He points to a length of chain attached to the wall, and there, you see yourself. One of the people chained against the wall. You're wearing a mask, but now, as your authentic self, you can see through the disguise. He tells you, you're free to go at any time. You are the master of your fate and you can choose, but you do not. What keeps you here? He smiles his smile and tells you you can come back for yourself at any time. And he's always here, should you decide you need him. As you leave the Devil's Cavern, the path continues up the hill. Round and round the path goes, steeper and steeper, until it becomes a spiral staircase. Going ever upwards towards the very top of the mountain. What happened? You thought you had it all figured out. You were in control. You don't understand. The staircase ends in a small circular room at the top of the mountain. The windows are barred. You have gone as far as you can. As you look out of the barred windows, you can see a path. Leading off into the distance, there are fields and trees and cities and villages and woods and a blue sky. The mountain blocks the path. And now you understand. All that fear, all that thought has just led to this. But you can see clearly now where you need to go. And you know what you need to do. Closing your eyes, you just relax. You drop your shoulders. You straighten your back and you breathe out a long, slow breath. With every in-breath becoming stronger and stronger, and with every out-breath letting go of the mountain and everything in it. Stronger and stronger is your desire to escape. The mountain starts to crumble around you. Bricks and rocks begin to fall. The bars fall from the window and you are carried downwards, down through the rubble and the debris. But as you float, you can see everything clearly. You're safe. Your masked self is now liberated from the chains. Nothing is hidden. The walls and the mountain are gone. After the fall, there is rubble and wreckage strewn across the path. It's okay. You're not hurt. You're safe. You have faced the mountain and you understand. And now you are free. It's been a long journey, but a valuable one. You met important guides along the way. The Hanged Man and Death both bring the gift of release. Temperance brings the gift of balance and moderation. The Devil, the gift of knowing yourself and your innermost desires. And the tower, in which everything is housed, brings the gift of clarity and truth. I hope you've enjoyed this meditation. When you are ready, you can start to wiggle fingers and toes. Start to become aware of the room where you were sitting. You are back and well and safe. And when you're ready to move on with your day, gently open your eyes, take a big, deep breath, relax, and smile. All is well. All is well. Goodbye.